VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk, coming your way from the VCY America Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the content on today's program should really cause your ears to perk up as to the information that we're about to share. According to our guest today, the United States of America is moving a step closer to adopting a Chinese-style social credit system. It's something known as digital ID. Some of you have heard about this. You've seen stories in your local newspapers. You've heard it talked about in your state. Well, just get ready, ladies and gentlemen, for your driver's license to be combined with your vaccination status, your financial records, your health records, and so much more. We're pleased to have with us today a first-time guest to Crosstalk, Veronica Karolenko. She is a contributor to the New American magazine. She's a research associate at a defense consulting firm, Geostrategic Analysis, located in Arlington, Virginia. She's contributed commentary on various international and domestic political topics for the last 8 years. Her work has appeared in the Western Journal, American Thinker, The Hill, and other publications. She does hold a PhD degree in political science. Veronica, thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
Hi, Jim. Thank you very much for having me. It's a privilege.
Now, you, in an article that you wrote recently, indicate that our digital driver's licenses are either under development or are already in use in a number of states. And if you could just describe for us, because some people listening in states have no idea what this is all about. It's nothing that they have seen observant in their state yet. You're not just talking about an ID that you put in your wallet, but this is on a mobile type, or it's a digital device. So describe for us what this digital driver's license is, or this digital ID.
Well, yes. I first saw the news on the social media. One of the users posted an alleged flyer on social media last week. So it suggested that the list of the documents that will be included in the Idaho upcoming digital ID was so long, and like you said, it including not just your driver's license, but also your vaccination records, travel history, tax status, voting history, financial records, and even social credit scoring, something that we already see Chinese implementing, and also background checks and even dietary preferences. And it turns out to be true. This is what actually Izuta is doing right now. So I started to research this topic, and I found out that Izuta announced earlier this year that it would be the first in the nation to launch such a project using a mobile driver's license. So it will start next year. And, of course, Izuta said how convenient it will be. And it said how progressive it's going to be, the first step toward moving Utah's identities out of their wallets and into the 21st century. Of course, it's presented with a very positive twist. And I started to look further, and apparently, I mean, we all heard about digital IDs required to enter certain public venues in states like California and New York, and also Louisiana, for example, and many others. And the architects of such digital IDs, they say that how beautiful and convenient it all is. But if you look further, they do not want to just limit themselves to your ID and your Vax cards. But like I said, so much information will be included into that document. And, for example, last week, Mississippi also announced that this new form of digital identification, it will be implemented actually in the state. It will be voluntarily, of course, right now, as soon as this month. And they say that they will allow people to include their professional licenses into that ID. This is this is what it is. And they say that it's great and it's very progressive. At the same time, you know, many people say how closely this program aligns with the UN digital agenda and how painfully it resembles mm-hmm. the Chinese social credit score system.
Yeah, and we're going to delve more into that. And friends, I hope you're understanding what's going on here. This digital ID that recently the state of Mississippi just announcing this new digital identification program, and not just driver's licenses, but also personal records and professional licenses also to be part of this. And I see that their public safety commissioner in Mississippi has said, Veronica, this is only the beginning. I mean, that should set off some red flags in our mind, should it not?
Yes, it should. And like I said, and we actually Americans on a daily basis, they're volunteering so much information about themselves and submit through the social media platforms, through various electronic services that the government provides, like tax information. We book our flights, we book our travels, we pay our taxes, we receive our mail, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not just, staying private. It's not private anymore.
Right.
And some entities may... Government and big tech and big corporations, they already use this information manipulate certain consumer behavior on the market, for example. But it can also be manipulated in a political way, like China has proven it is possible. Mm-hmm. And it is already, this digital ID. IDs are being widely used already in the world,
right.
And I must say that the COVID pandemic has been a great boost to such programs, as you know.
And here in getting back here to Mississippi, I understand that the commissioner here, a public safety commissioner, is talking about this being a great feature for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. How would this benefit law enforcement?
They will just check your ID, I guess, and if you're giving some kind of a score, a social credit score, they will see if you've been arrested previously, if you pay taxes on time, mm-hmm. if you own anyone any money, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there are all kinds of algorithms, I assume, maybe applied to each American. To see if they are trustworthy, as the Chinese authorities put it.
You know, I found it interesting, and our producer found an article that came from a news station out of Mississippi, WXXV, and from their staff. And they had this quote, and I think it's very telling for us as well here, Veronica. They said, Public Safety Commissioner Sean Tyndale says, quote, from a law enforcement perspective, it will allow a law enforcement officer approaching the car to interact via Bluetooth with that phone so that they can know exactly who they're dealing with before they even get to the car. And I think that's a great feature for law enforcement, he said, and it would be able to utilize for any lawful purpose that you could otherwise use a regular ID. So, I mean, this should be concerning that even as an officer is going up to a car, there's a Bluetooth signal that's going forth where he's going to have access to your information even before getting to the car. And some will say, well, that's great, for safety for the law enforcement officer, but who else will have this application? And what things on your digital ID is going to be accessible beyond just the fact that you're a registered driver?
All kinds of stuff, of course. And, the architect of the Chinese social credit system, he said, for example, that he was giving an interview to one of the French news outlets, and he said that if you guys had a similar social credit score system as we, you would not have all those anti-vaccine passport protests. So it's a great way to control people.
Wow.
Against, to deter them from speaking out or from protesting against the government's outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be in your car. You just need to have your cell phone with you. You don't have to be. You can be just, you know, congregating with other people outside.
Yeah. So I mean, let's just say.
So,
I mean,
and if they know that you posted something about, say, Dr. Fauci or against the Biden administration mandates, they would know that you should be treated as an potential extremist or a protester.
Yeah. I mean, this is rather outrageous to think that you may be in a crowd of people, you know, holding a sign in some point of opposition, whether it be force this or force that. And just by using Bluetooth, law enforcement surrounding the crowd would be able to have access to everybody who's in that crowd. Or let's carry this a step further. Suppose, you know, with this matter of the closure of churches and who's in that church. Well, they would just be able to, by Bluetooth outside that church, be able to have access to who's inside. I mean, we can think of so many different applications that this can be used in a way that it's going to produce what we call unintended consequences, but those consequences will be very much reality for Big Brother.
Yes, and, you know, even speaking about such a prospect already makes us, you know, suspect, because even not too long ago, such talks were considered a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And here we are.
I know that Mississippi, you know, that was a case in point from their offices there, but I understand Utah is also making a move for 2022, something called MDL.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the mobile driver's license. It will start being, it's a pilot program for now. It will be launched next year. They say that the project is set to begin for just 100 participants, but it will eventually be expanded to about 10,000 participants later in the year. I said that Louisiana, for example, has already introduced such technology into everyday lives, and in fact, it has had it since 2008. 18th, I'm sorry, and it's called the LA Wallet app. It allows everyone in the state to add their state-issued ID and COVID vaccination card to the app and use it in place of a physical card anywhere in the state. You know that New York was, the first state in the nation to launch its COVID pass called Excelsior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's actively used, and with the kind of, you know, very aggressive push for vaccine mandates that now it reaches even children. You know, the city of San Francisco said that children as young as 5 will be required to have a proof of vaccination to attend public places, just like everybody else. So this proof of vaccination, it's you know, it was very convenient to happen, actually, all this COVID pandemic, because it was in the plans. But the experts say that COVID has sped up the development and adaptation of contactless identification methods by at least a decade.
Very interesting. Tell you what, we're going to break right here. You're listening to Crosstalk. We're talking about digital ID coming to a state near you. Some are already in your states, but Veronica Karolenko with us here today, contributor to the New American magazine, exposing what's going on and how far the extent some states are taking this very matter, this digital ID, and all the other personal private information that's included as well. More information after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and author at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, can we see any other galaxies with the naked eye?
Yes, we can, Chris. We can see a few stars that seem somewhat fuzzy. With telescopes, we see that these fuzzy stars are really galaxies, each containing billions of stars. And with super telescopes, we can see billions and billions of galaxies. The universe seems to have no end. And that's what we read in Scripture. Jeremiah mentioned that the host of heaven cannot be numbered. Yet scholars were certain there was only about 3,000 stars. Looks like the Bible was right and the scholars were wrong. I suspect that that's true even today. Those who claim it all happened by a Big Bang are wrong. It's a back to Genesis truth of creation which stands the test of science.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Digital ID, our topic today here on Crosstalk. With us is Veronica Karolenko, who is a contributor to the New American magazine, the website thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com, and should be able to see her column there. Here's how digital, dealing with this matter of digital IDs, and certainly shocking information, as she has written on this, entitled States Adopting Digital IDs to Include Driver's Licenses, Vax Cards, and More. And we're talking about what's happening even with the and more. Matter of fact, as we were going to the break, Veronica, you were indicating that this is something that is really being backed by corporations and by big tech as well. So go ahead and pick up where you left off.
Oh, of course. And I just wanted to note that besides the pandemic, there was another event that happened in America that actually sped up the development of such systems. We're in the new domestic war on terror, and it kicked off by the so-called riot on January 6th.
Yes.
And it has prompted several web giants to unveil predecessors to what effectively could become a soft social credit system, but it may not be as soft as one may assume. Relying on an indirect hand from D.C., our social betters in corporate America, attempting to force the most profound changes in our society, if you think about it, that we have seen during the internet era.
Mm-hmm.
So back in July, for example, PayPal announced a partnership with the left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center to investigate the role of white supremacists and propagators of anti-government rhetoric, subjective labels that potentially could impact a large number of groups of people using their service. PayPal said back then that the collected information will also be shared with other financial firms and politicians even, and I assume political parties too, maybe. But you can imagine they will be on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Facebook is certainly taking similar measures and recently introducing messages that ask users to snitch on the potentially extremist friends. And, you know, this is actually something that the Biden administration is doing as well. I think they started in September to encourage people to snitch on their extremist neighbors and, you know, acquaintances. So considering the platform bias, of course, the targets would be political right.
Right.
Not the left, not Antifa, and not BLM.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, Facebook and Microsoft, they are working with several other web giants and actually the United Nations on a database. It's actually happening to block potential extremist content. And that now includes vaccine misinformation. That is, you know, any information that contradicts the official dogma that vaccines are safe and effective.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're aware, but just yesterday, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, he said that people who question the vaccine safety and efficacy are actually criminals because...
My.
Yes, because by posting something on their social media, by posting that, they endanger millions of lives.
Friends, I hear what she is saying. I mean, if you are questioning the safety and effectiveness of the shot, that you're considered a danger. You're considered a danger by doing that. And I can only imagine, you know, if they've got all your personal information that's included in this digital ID, that you really become public enemy number one. I mean, how long before they'd be able to round up those who question, even just question, mm-hmm. you know, the issue of safe and effective?
So all the posts are social media are being monitored. And, you know, the sentiment of Pfizer CEO, I'm thinking, giving, you know, this influence that Pfizer has over our regulatory agencies and our medical and political establishments, why should not be surprised that if very soon indeed such information would also be considered an extremist content?
Mm-hmm.
and put one in real danger, in real trouble. But, you know, this kind of information is already banned or being downranked on the social media.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I saw even on the Utah, this was an MDL, mobile driver's license. I mean, they even use the words social credit scoring in you know, where this can go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're being pretty forthright in that. So for people who don't know what social credit scoring is, define that for us.
Of course. So the Chinese Communist Party has been constructing a moral ranking system for years. And it monitors the behavior of its enormous population and ranks them all based on their so-called social credit. So the social credit system was first announced back in 2014, and now it's being fully used and implemented in China. The system can be used for individual people, but also for companies and even government organizations. And the private sector, including the booming tech world in China, they have their own governmental, non-governmental scoring systems that they implement. For example, Sesame Credit, which is owned by Chinese billionaire Jack Ma, uses its own unofficial scoring system for its employees, such as, for example, they study shopping habits of their workers. Shopping habits, yep. So, like private credit scores, their person's social score can move up and down depending on how they behave. The exact methodology of how it works is secret, it's kept secret, of course. But examples of infractions include bad driving, smoking in non-smoking zones, buying too many video games, and posting fake news online.
Listen to this, folks. Can even lessen your score by posting fake news online. Now, keep in mind, so much of what we talk about here today, you'll get those who will say, no, what's going through Crosstalk, that's just fake news. We got to stop this from going forth. Well, folks, you're hearing it, straight information that's going on, and hear that the government would keep record of those propagating so-called fake news?
But it doesn't stop there. So other potential punishable offenses, they're already punishable. They include spending too long playing video games, wasting money on frivolous purchases, what they consider frivolous purchases,
mm-hmm.
and posting too much on social media. So if you, I don't know what's the limit, what's the quota of everyday posts, but there is a quota, apparently, so you're not supposed to post, like, I don't know, how many, you should not exceed, five posts a day, 10 posts a day. I do not know.
Oh, friends, and that's what's going on in China, and that's what Veronica is warning. This is the pathway that we are headed right here in the United States of America toward this mm-hmm. social credit system, and that's even with the Utah, the MDL, is they speak of the social credit scoring. I know they're also in planning to include things like background checks in here, but even dietary preferences.
Mm-hmm. And you may wonder what would be the punishment for bad behavior, right?
Yeah.
So in China, for example, they're already doing that. And I think that probably the elites of the world, they looked at China and said, oh, you know what? We want something similar. So how do they punish their offenders? There are many forms of the punishment that they use. For example, travel bans. May not allow you to go to some places. They may slow down your internet connection.
Oh, my.
And you or your children can be banned from the higher education. For example, I saw a report of a Chinese university denying an incoming student his spot because the student's father had a bad social credit score for failing to repay a loan. Mm. So the boy was punished. He was not admitted to the university.
My.
And in 2018, authorities in China banned people from purchasing flights. I found 17 and a half, almost 18 million times. The tickets were not sold because people could not afford to buy them, not because they didn't have money, but because they were not trustworthy enough in the eyes of the Communist Party of China.
Wow.
Yep.
Folks.
This is what is going on.
Veronica Karolenko with us here today in Crosstalk, exposing these digital IDs and pushing us toward what's going on in China, the social credit system. You see to what degree that they are taking this. Veronica, some people review this and they say, well, you know, a digital ID can be easily forged, but they have a solution for that, too. How will they keep this from forgeries taking place?
I really don't know. I really cannot tell you about the technical side of the issue. If you're referring to the information that I provided from the Salt Lake Tribune, they say that the ID isn't just a photo or digital replica of a driver license, which are easily photoshopped. Instead, for example, in Utah, digital driver license would be stored in an encrypted app with other security measures to reduce the potential for fraud or identity theft. The app would be protected by a PIN code, face match, fingerprint. Mm-hmm. So they will have to record your biometrics in order for you to access your data. So all your biometrics will also be stored in some on some server hosted by Amazon or some mm-hmm. some tech giant. They will have direct access to all of your most private information.
Yeah. And friends, I'd like to share with you something else here as well from MSN.com. And they had an article September 1st entitled, "Here's How Digital IDs Will Come to the iPhone and Apple Watch." They say for Apple users, at least, the days of fumbling with a driver's license at airport security may be coming to a close. While Arizona and Georgia will be the first states to supply digital IDs, Apple says that Connecticut, Iowa, Maryland, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Utah will soon follow. This was, again, September 1st. It says Apple's version of a mobile driver's license will be stored in the Apple Wallet in an iOS or Watch OS. At a TSA security checkpoint, you'll bring your phone or watch close to the ID terminal, prompting the two devices to form a wireless connection via the near-field communication radios in each. So you're going to have these NFC radios, that's near-field communication. The terminal will then request a subset of the data contained in the digital driver's license, and those data elements then appear in a list on the screen of your device. To protect your privacy, the device will ask for your permission to transfer the data via Bluetooth. One of the data elements is your driver's license photo, which TSA agents can see on their screen. It's amazing, and they list all these number of states where this is under development, but whether it be through Apple or through state agencies, I mean, this is very much a foot right now.
Yes. Well, what you said, yes, it's just really, really sad because many of the media outlets, they praise this kind of system, and they say how great it is and how progressive it is, but they don't really think about, or maybe they do think, but they just do not want to share the consequences of such an electronic gulag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're going to let's take a quick break here. We'll talk about those consequences. Friends, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and certainly we're talking about a digital ID coming to a state near you, and it may be closer than you think. We'll be right back.
VCY America is making available Ray Comfort's DVD that is causing evolutionists and atheists around the world to become unglued. Evolution vs. God is a fast-moving 35-minute DVD in which Ray Comfort confronts evolutionists with a series of questions that leave them stumped and speechless about a belief system that lacks credible answers to the origins of the earth and mankind. You can obtain one DVD of Evolution vs. God for a donation of $5, five copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25 by calling 1-800-729-9829. Evolution versus God is shaking the foundation of evolutionary faith. That's one copy for a donation of $5, five copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25. Simply call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829 or on the web at vcyamerica.org.
Discussing digital ID here today on Crosstalk. China knows all about it, ladies and gentlemen. They know all about it in the social credit system that they have. Yeah, it's so much information that they have in their digital IDs now required in China. Yeah, things start voluntarily. We've seen that before, haven't we? And then soon it becomes mandatory. And now we see where they can control every aspect. Sorry, your social credit system is down today. You're not able to attend this event. You may not cross this border. Be able to participate in this. And by the way, we're going to slow your internet down at your home, too. Everything under control. And we see us quickly advancing as a number of states are advancing toward this. I mean, we've talked about Mississippi and Utah, and I understand Louisiana is also introducing such technology. Other states considering this, Iowa and Florida, actually using, these states are rapidly advancing, some of them further than others. Even as our guest was mentioned earlier, that New York State is working with IBM now on the possibility of expanding this Excelsior Pass vaccine passport system to include driver's license. Now, we are told, Veronica, that this is all for enhanced privacy. We're trying to be convinced this is for the good of the people. It's all about privacy. That's the pitch that they're giving. But you warn of consequences. Share with us what those consequences are and comment, if you would, about how they're trying to make us feel safe and secure with this.
Yes. It's actually scary to think about because, for example, the foreign policy magazine that heavily promotes the globalist agenda and the United Nations agenda that wants every single person on Earth to have a digital ID by 2030. They say how great it is, and they cite numerous Chinese people who think that the system is great. For example, they say that people's behavior has gotten better. Hmm. For example, they say when we drive, now we always stop in front of crosswalks, and if you don't stop, you will lose your points. And people do not throw trash, being nice to each other, and not posting posts on social media. But it is not about being nice to each other or polite. We don't need the digital IDs not to litter or to obey traffic signs.
Yes.
I do believe that it is all about the totalitarian control over the population and the timeless suppression of the dissidents, and it's nothing else. I mentioned that people are getting extremely frustrated with their governments. Over the past year, you saw the massive anti-lockdown protests around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
People were protesting the government's overreach and infringement of their First Amendment rights. They could not go and pray to their churches. They could not go to work and earn their livings. They could not send children to schools. They were so restricted. Their freedoms were so rapidly stripped away that people, and the threat, as it turned out, was actually very minimal. And most healthy people we know already are not at risk of even getting or being sick or dying from COVID. I mean, of course, many people do, but looking statistically, people already know that it was used as a political tool to take away people's freedoms. And people, regardless of their level of education or social status, they understand that. understand that now. And the government certainly wants this kind of electronic leashes on their citizens to control, to keep them submissive.
Yeah.
Because you really do not want to lose your ability to apply for a credit card or for your children to receive an education or being promoted on your work or even not losing your work.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we're seeing such rapid advancements.
Friends, it's amazing information. We're going to open our phone lines. If you have a question you'd like to ask of our guest today, brief comment, 800-733-9829 is our number, 1-800-733-9829. Veronica, I think it's important to also know that these are not lone actors. What's going on in China or individual states? I mean, this is exactly what the World Bank wants. This is exactly what the World Economic Forum has been promoting as well, correct?
Yes, and they don't even hide it. You cannot. You can go directly to their website, and this is what they have been saying for at least a decade now. They say that it will be necessary for everyone to have a digital ID to prove that you are who you are.
Mm.
This is what they want.
Yep.
And World Economic Forum said that, I think the lockdowns were, huge parts of the UN agenda, stripping people of their property rights. People lost so much money and resources during those lockdowns, and such people are more obedient and they are more relying on the government.
Yep.
It's a part of the plan.
Well, folks, we've got full phone lines here. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call. We're going to begin with Roger in West Virginia. Roger, you're on the air.
How are you?
Go ahead, Roger. Roger, turn your radio down, please.
Listen to you all the time. Big fan. Wanted to call in. And, I knew this mess was coming back before Obama took his first term.
Mm-hmm.
I warned everybody. I could see it happening over the years, and what was developing, and where we're at now is really bad for the country. I think there's an all-out assault on Christianity, and I think the country needs to really, it's time to get a backbone, stand up, and get our freedoms back that we've lost.
Mm.
If not, very dark times are coming for this nation if we don't get a backbone and step up, all of us.
Thank you,
as
Roger.
A unit.
Thank you for the comments. Veronica, is there a way for people? I mean, this is happening individually in states. Is this being passed through state legislatures? Is this coming down from Washington legislation? How can people get engaged with this?
I think it's like with the vaccine mandates. Just do not comply. Do not use the system.
Mm-hmm.
While they're still voluntarily, don't buy this nonsense about convenience. And it being very, very effective and useful in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Just rely on old-fashioned documents.
Let's go to Corning, Ohio. Kim is calling. Kim, you're on the air.
Hi. I just had a couple questions. First of all, they're going to be tracking, and you're talking about all digital. Does that mean they're going to do that through your cell phone? And do you need to carry your cell phone everywhere that you go? And then second thing, you talked about social media and credit scores and stuff like that. What if you're not on social media? Or if you were on social media, should you get off?
Okay. Veronica?
Yes, Kim, thank you for the question. I'm thinking that the idea is that you will need your cell phone all the time and in all places. But it's a good thing that America is not like New York, all America. I mean, there are great areas where it's not being implemented right now, even though many states do work on that. For example, even in Texas or here in Virginia where I live, I do not have to carry my cell phone to go to places or to go to restaurants, even non-essential businesses. I do not need to have it with me. You can turn on your internet connection. It doesn't mean that your data will not be accessed from the server, because it will be, of course, compiled somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that way you cannot be tracked, at least.
Yeah.
So if you do not need your internet immediately, you can certainly turn it off if you do not want to be tracked.
Yeah. Thank.
Okay.
Thank you, Kim. And as far as social media is concerned, just know everything you type in is being stored somewhere.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Muquonago, Wisconsin. Dominique, you're on the air.
Hello. I was so excited to hear Veronica was speaking today. I love your articles in the New American, Veronica. I recently cited two of your articles about children and COVID shots to my group on Saturday and my email on protecting the children, so I appreciate that. Great. And I just wanted to say, although the topic today is unsettling to each of us, let's not withdraw into protective shells, but let's proclaim the truth even more. For if we don't hang together and wake people up, we most assuredly will hang separately. So to myself and anyone else that needs this, only be thou strong and very courageous. Fear thou not.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dominique.
Amen.
Let's go to Brian in Rochester, Minnesota. Brian, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just wondering if this was what's being described as that technocracy, or, you know, the government through technology.
Thank you for the call, Brian. And indeed, this is very much what they would call technocracy, Veronica, or you know, the government with using technology even for control purposes and tracking purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's an accurate description.
Yeah, our number 800-733-9829. We have Sean next in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I was curious, is how can we have this done with the Fourth Amendment? You know, the right of the people to be secure in the person's house, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Mm-hmm.
If a cop is able to come up to us and be able to go through our phone, that's an unreasonable search. It's against the Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that can be stopped right here and now by, you know, the right legal enforcement.
Thank you, Sean, for raising that issue. Veronica, what about constitutional rights and constitutional protections?
I really don't think that the big government and big tech even cares about our constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will proceed unless the people try to bring this issue up. You see how all of the people's basic rights were disregarded completely during the last year. You would never think that it would happen here in America or anywhere in civilized, what we used to think of as civilized world in Western Europe and Australia. So unless people try to push back, they will be continuing this course.
Friends, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. We're just seconds from the break, so I hesitate to take another call now until after the break so we don't have to cut you off. So just hang with us here. We'll be picking up your calls right afterwards at 800-733-9829. We're talking about this digital ID really coming to a state near you, because there are so many states that have already delved into this or are making progress into it or somehow changing things. So, yes, we need to get your vaccination records on with your driver's license. And that way you can just show that, you know, when you go into a restaurant or a public building. And then there are those that are talking about putting in other things, too, so that we can have in information regarding background checks and information regarding your dietary preferences. And by the way, we'll put your financial records with this too, health records, everything in one convenient spot. Well, think about it, folks. We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Recently, it has come to the attention of some secular and conservative talk show host that Rick Warren is praising NIH employee, Francis Collins. Francis reportedly now is going to be leaving the NIH. And according to news reports, he's been tied back to funding of the Communist Chinese Party lab, Wuhan, where the virus pandemic started. What's very interesting is that now these conservative and some religious talk show hosts are very concerned that America's pastor, as he's been called, Rick Warren, has been promoting and praising someone like Francis Collins. Well, as many of you know, I've been warning about Rick Warren since the 2000s, early 2000s. Wrote about him in my book, Grave Influence, in 2009. My book in 2011, Religious Trojan Horse, 15, The Coming Religious Reich, and Marxianity in 2018. We warned you that this, America's pastor, was a wolf in sheep's clothing.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Veronica Karolenko is with us today. And talking about digital ID, we're going right back to the phone lines. And Mike is our next caller in Phoenix, Arizona. Mike, you're on the air.
Hi, this really started with the Real ID Act. And I wonder if you could give out her contact information. I could use some coverage as I fight to keep my face from being scanned for facial recognition purposes.
Is there a best way to be in contact with you, Veronica, a public way?
Yes, I'm on LinkedIn. This is my preferred way of connecting with people. So please go to LinkedIn and type Veronica Kirilenko. Okay. It's a tough one, K-Y-R-Y-L-E-N-K-O. Or go to thenewamerican.com. You will see Veronica is one of the authors, and I have my contacts right there.
Okay.
thenewamerican.com.
So again, check out the LinkedIn or go to thenewamerican.com. And her name or last name, Karolenko, is K-Y-R-Y-L-E-N-K-O. And she'll be able to find it there. Thank you for the call. David in Glasgow, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, thank you for taking my call. With me being a self-employed trucker in Kentucky, it's already been a hassle for 8 or 10 years to get my driver's license and maintain them. And I know that in Barron County, it's recently come out that we will no longer even get a driver's license in this county. We got to go to the other county, which is a bigger city, Bowling Green, coming up shortly. So I feel this is playing into the whole hand of what Veronica's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I can see a lot of voter fraud through this system. If through the Bluetooth, the people running the ballots can identify me as pro-life and pro-marriage between one man, one woman, that my vote can be very quickly changed. And then I also can see, for the same reason, suddenly my bank account disappears.
Well, thank you for the call here, David. These are some of the concerns, Veronica. I mean, really, if you're considered one of the bad players in society today, a perpetrator of fake news, and you know, his natural instincts here are saying, what about if it's determined that I'm going to be voting a certain way, or am I going to see a depletion of my bank accounts because my credit, my social credit listing is not as good as what they want it to be?
Well, like I said in the beginning, URA is considering including your voting history and financial records and everything else. So yes, Republicans would be and conservatives, and especially Christian conservatives who for example speak against boys competing in girls' sports, etc. They would be target. They would be really bad actors on that social credit score system.
Yeah. Let's go to Erie, Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the air.
Hello. Great job. I just wanted to say that there's a couple of things that Christians need to understand. First of all, what she's saying is all true, and it's much, much further than we understand. And as an engineer, being measuring this kind of stuff for years, a couple of things you need to know about your cell phone, your laptops and stuff. There's all kinds of permissions on there for you. You're giving up. It's recording you, taking pictures of you, your voices, uploading them to a cloud somewhere for someone that you don't know, whether you know it or not. They have permission by you using your phone alone. I could give example after example, but there's at least 50 to 60 of these all going on your phone all the time. You need to turn off your cellular data or mobile data, whatever that happens to be, like your guest speaker talked about. this will prevent you from, you can still make and get calls and texts, but you can't get on the Internet. If you need to get on the Internet, you get on there, you do that, you get off of it, you turn that back off. That's number one. Number two, when you go into these stores like Walmart's and all this stuff, I've talked to other engineers that have already installed all these facial recognition stuff in these stores around our area, in every big box store, and they are taking your biometrics, your eyes and stuff like that. That's why there's all these screens around. They are taking your picture at the cash registers as well. That's all going into database as well. Another thing that people need to look up is Bill Gates, the Microsoft Foundation, patent W02020060606. And I know you guys probably talked about that.
Yes.
But that lays out brain waves, and they're talking about money being distributed to you based upon doing things. It talks about there's another U.S. patent that's out there by the Rothschilds, which is US 2020/02795851. And that one, it talks about using a system for a method for testing COVID, but it's all you combine these things together. They're talking about using your smartphone, and you know, just a little example, a little snapshot. It says, you know, using your smartphone, and the same with the W20, the cryptocurrency. They talk about using your cell phone and tying to your literally your brain waves, because it can measure the types of waves. They lay out in his patent. This is a patent, so the technology is already there. Yeah. They're already able to do it, and they can measure it. They talk about the different brain waves your brain put out.
Bill, I'm going to have to interrupt you there for the sake of time, but thank you for calling in and sharing this information. And
wow, that was shocking, and yeah. I did not know about that. It was really disturbing.
Yeah, and Bill, I just encourage you to send further information to Veronica through those contacts as well.
And could you repeat her contact information so I can get that?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to thenewamerican.com, she's got a number of articles there, so you can contact her through that.
Fundamerica.com?
Thenewamerican.com. American, that's the name of the magazine, The New American.
Okay, gotcha.
.com or through LinkedIn. Thanks for the call. Garland in Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you're on the air.
I heard you mention with this digital ID that IBM was involved, and that reminded me back beginning in 1933, IBM had these stamp cards machines, and he worked closely with Hitler's Holocaust, and it was used to track the Jews and identify and transportation to the concentration camps and recording the executions. And it was known as one of the most important weapons Hitler had.
Thank you so much. I'm completely out of time. Veronica, thank you for being with us today and certainly your story in exposing this digital ID.
Jim, thank you very much for having me on your show.
And again, folks, our guest today, Veronica Karolenko, there's so much more to this. Lord willing, in the near future, Gary Kahl will be joining us as well, discussing this and related issues. But it's all about identification. It's all about knowledge of you. It's all about control. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk. And Veronica, we'll have you stay on the line here for just a moment as well.
But, God bless you.
Thank you, and to you as well. Thanks, folks, for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.